And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
On Monday, President Trump nominated D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. If confirmed, this would complete the conservative coup d'etat of the court that began 2 years ago with the unjust blockade of Obama nominee Merrick Garland. This is a nomination that must be resisted. On issue after issue, Kavanaugh promises to help roll back decades of societal progress and forestall lots more. Whether it's reproductive freedom, where abortion and even birth control could soon be effectively illegal in several states, LGBT rights, health care, environmental protection, gun control, consumer protection, worker rights, and tragically gerrymandering of the kind in effect and under court challenge in North Carolina, Kavanaugh promises a darker and less just America. What's more, at age 53, he could well serve on the court till mid-century if confirmed. The bottom line: the threatened 5-4 ultra-conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court is ultimately the byproduct of one thing: the dogged, uncompromising commitment of the nation's conservative political minority to win at all costs. If progressives hope to resist this regressive tide, they had best get to work playing the same game. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.